have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me?
Doctor,
you said, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk. Welcome, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about calcium today because I've gotten a couple of calls recently, like, bam, one after the other, and I thought, well, you know, let's kind of get more comprehensive information out there on, you know, how do you get some straight-up, real, authentic calcium that can help you regenerate bones and other things in the body that rely on calcium, all without a lot of fuss. And so we're going to talk about that. Also, I thought we'd touch on pets because we didn't get it in last week. And so we're going to talk about things that we can do to help our pets out. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi, righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. And so, of course, today's devotional, you know, I love Psalms. I spend a lot of time in there. And, you know, I sleep better when I read the Bible before I go to sleep. So if you're having trouble sleeping, why don't you try that? But Psalms 25, you know, David, he puts his trust in prayer and in the Lord. So he says here that I put my trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. You know, let not my enemies triumph over me. And let none that wait on thee be ashamed. And it goes down to go down to verse 10. It says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. And then in 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Well, fear means respect. People who respect the Lord, that's what you translate that to. So, you know, and respect really is a form of love. So, you know, mind the time, seek the Lord's face, and, you know, I'm hitting the knees, seek the Lord's face, hope you are too, because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, hey, potential new birth control drugs for men made from plant extracts. Sounds great, huh? Well, hold on. Researchers from the University of Minnesota, University of Kansas, have announced this birth control for men in the works, and it's birth control that interferes with sperm mobility. And it's a new type of male birth control that, you know, it's an oral contraceptive that they've been testing. What it is a derivative of a plant called euabane. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's from Africa. Basically African hunters would take this plant and, they would dip their, arrows in it because it was poisonous. So, euabane coated arrowheads from Africa warriors, what it did, whoever got hit with this, whether animal or human, high blood pressure immediately, twitching, convulsions, and cardiac arrest. you know, so talk about poison arrows, right? So they want to take this cubane plant now and make a contraceptive out of it for you guys. Due to the effects of how it affects the heart, it's kind of debated, controversial at this point. Cubane is a cardiac glycoside, so it increases your heart rate and your heart contractions, but at the same time, it also increases the organ's output force, so it can cause heart damage and cardiac collapse, and that's why it's, you know, poisonous arrows, that's why it works. So, male birth control. Maybe working in a whole way we didn't think it would, right? All right. Last but not least in the quack report, here, I don't want to say I told you so, but here is a study just published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Bombshell, people who receive the flu shots have a 630% more flu virus particles that they shed off, especially into the air, compared to non-vaccinated individuals, therefore spreading the influenza, so they're carriers for the infection. So flu shots make you carriers. I think I told you that a couple of times recently, didn't I? Oh, yes, I did. Yep, that herbalist knows a thing or two, even before the science finds out. Wow. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. All righty, so we're going to be talking about calcium problems, and calcium problems can increase our risk of certain diseases, and we're going to cover that. You know, because people would be kind of surprised to know that not getting enough of the right kind of calcium can cause many different illnesses, making osteoporosis the least of our health problems. That's right. So most people think a lack of calcium is going to create weak bones, which, you know, can be the case. However, a lack of calcium can also cause other diseases, and medical doctors are really not accustomed to treating patients with diet and whole food supplements. So most calcium supplements on the market are not composed of the right ingredients to help improve calcium levels. Most supplements are made from the FDA's approved monograft or recipe, and it usually typically is oyster shells, cow bones, or rocks like dolomite. That's what composes your supplement. So these types of supplements will also contain metals like lead. So consumers really have no idea that what they're taking are rocks, seashells, and ground up animal bones as a calcium supplement. Now, consuming a lot of milk products from animals like milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, and so forth, really not the answer either, as these products do not offer the proper chemistry that the human body requires to retain calcium. So we're going to take a look at the risk of calcium depletion and how we can regain the right balance and protect our health. So why do you need the right calcium? Well, strong bones and teeth. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to calcium, because I've mentioned before that your immune system also uses calcium to operate. And the reason that is that our cells need calcium to communicate and send signals throughout the body. So in other words, calcium is necessary for normal cell function, and without it, there is a cascade effect of failure that involves hormones, the blood system, the nervous system, muscular system, and more. So, domino effect. Well, let's look and see what the risks are when we have a low calcium risk. I see, though, by the clock, we have to take a break. See there? Break! Taking a break. We come right back. We'll talk about it.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with Thyme Herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of Thyme Herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey, we're back here. Conga and all. We're talking about calcium, and right before the break, I was going to mention what happens when you have low calcium. What are the risks to that? Well, when the body does not have adequate calcium, it can put us at risk of developing other diseases. Now, cow's milk contains 17% calcium, but the body can only absorb a fraction of that due to a lack of minerals that normally accompany calcium for uptake. Therefore, animal calcium is really a poor source of calcium and is the number one food source for allergies. Now, cow's milk is processed and all the good flora, the good bacteria is destroyed, but it leaves a lot of the bad bacteria. Also, hormones and antibiotics and steroids and a host of other drugs are still detectable in a finished milk product sold in stores, and these drug residues can further deplete our calcium. Now, some health conditions we can develop due to low calcium are going to be kidney disease, which can become quite chronic, thyroid disease, autoimmune disease, digestive disorders. High intake of processed salt will also decrease the calcium, so watch that, and also magnesium deficiencies and vitamin D deficiencies. So if we got low calcium, we're going to also be low in some other minerals as well. Now, what if we got a serious calcium deficiency? Because there's difference between a low calcium and being chronically deficient in calcium. So some of the symptoms that could be associated with very low calcium are going to be muscle spasms, especially in your legs, fainting, chest pains, heart failure, numbness or tingling near the mouth or your fingers and toes, wheezing, as well as difficulty swallowing, voice changes, your larynx has a spasm, changes the voice, irritability, depression, anxiety, or a personality change, impaired learning ability, fatigue, seizures, hair and nail problems, psoriasis or dry skin, chronic itching, tooth decay, cataracts, and of course, osteoporosis. So let's talk about the doctor protocols, you know, because physicians, you know, they're going to do some blood tests and they'll determine, you know, if you got calcium levels too low, that's going to show up on your blood results. So drugs will most likely be prescribed and perhaps the usual calcium and vitamin D supplements on the market are going to be suggested that the patient use. So when supplements are discussed, calcium citrate or calcium citrate malate, these are salt products used as food preservatives, and they're also in the standard calcium supplement. So the product labels will recommend some mega doses of the supplement 1,000 to 1,200 milligram doses. Too much calcium from these products put patients at risk of cardiovascular disease and kidney stones. Other supplements are made from rocks, seashells, and animal bones. And does anyone stop to think, how do cows, how do they get strong bones without drinking milk their entire lives? Well, they eat grass that is rich in natural whole food calcium, and it has the proper minerals with it, so it's absorbed properly. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go outside and mow your yard with your mouth. It's not what I'm saying. What I am suggesting is to scrutinize the ingredients in your supplements and think about them. Ask if these are isolated chemical derivatives or are these whole food ingredients. Because natural calcium in a whole food is going to be a better source of calcium and you won't need mega doses of it. Well, let's look at some of the medical treatments that can create a calcium deficiency for you. Because you ever wonder why some physicians will automatically recommend patients take a calcium supplement while they are taking a prescribed drug? Well, it's because some prescriptions will create a calcium deficiency in the body and put patients at risk of further disease. And here is a list. Any steroids like prednisone or cortisone are going to lower your calcium, as well as phenobarbital, usually prescribed for epilepsy. Hormone antagonist drugs, usually prescribed for prostate issues, endometriosis, and infertility. Aromatase inhibitors, which are usually prescribed for breast cancer, and also antacids for heartburn. Chemotherapy drugs is on the list, as well as drugs for organ transplants. Now, these drugs will strip the immune system of calcium so it won't attack the organ. Also, heparin, which is your anti-blood clot drugs. Also, loop diuretics, usually prescribed for congestive heart failure or kidney failure. Drugs for contraception, like your birth control, as well as your rheumatoid arthritis medicines, your diabetic medicines, and your thyroid cancer medications, all going to strip your system of calcium. Well, let's talk about whole food calcium, my favorite thing, because some foods can, add to the diet. So you can add these foods to the diet. These are all going to naturally contain your calcium, so maybe you can beef up the diet with more of this. Salmon and sardines, kale, collards, broccoli, mustard greens, turnip greens, bok choy, sesame seeds. Your fruits and vegetables will have calcium, like your oranges. Sunflower seeds and millet and oats have natural calcium in them. Now, there are some herbs that have a natural calcium, and the herbs that I like to use that contain what is whole food calcium, and these all have these preserved chemistry. It's a proper chemistry balance of calcium and the required minerals that is needed for the body to uptake and absorb the calcium and then transport it to the areas that it's needed. So herbs that can do this, that have that nutrition, are going to be horsetail herb, comfrey root, lobelia and flatta herb, and also oat straw. All right, so then these herbs will always have two parts calcium to them and one part magnesium and boron. So these are the minerals that are necessary for the calcium to work. So whether it's bones, muscles, connective tissues, skin, immune system, and other areas of the body that need calcium, you'll need the right chemistry if you want to replenish any deficiency you have. So you want to keep in mind that when you use a whole food calcium supplement, that your mega doses aren't necessary. And you should also not have to stay on the supplement the rest of your life, because it's my experience that people regain their bone loss, strengthen their muscles, their immune system, and whatnot within just a few short months. So it's not something you have to stay on for long, long, long periods of time. So, but the point is, you want to make sure your supplements are whole food, because you're going to get the most out of them and you're going to get the repair done in a short amount of time. Because some people are so used to reading supplement labels and seeing this string of chemicals that they've kind of have forgotten what whole food looks like. So let me give you an example. So if a supplement lists, like say, vitamin C, it should list from what source the vitamin C is from. Ascorbic acid is a chemical derivative, an isolated chemical, and it's really not whole food vitamin C. It'll work differently without its buffer nutrients. So if the vitamin C is from, let's say, berries or rosehip herbs, then it should not be an isolated form, and it's going to offer that full benefit of natural vitamin C with its buffers. So it's much cheaper and faster to combine a few boxed chemicals that meet the FDA standard for a supplement, but they are inferior. They are not chemically balanced, and your body knows it. You know, that's who you got to get this by, is your system that the good Lord has created, and it knows the difference. So I look at the life source in plants, and plants contain these nutrients, and in themselves are considered plant-based medicines, really. Plants can help heal broken bones, and the Native American Indians understood that. They called the comfrey root, for instance, bone knit, made bones knit back really quick, strong, and fast. So this is significant, and it's because the plant has this proper chemistry to feed the bones in order to repair. Now, if children don't get the right nutrition while they're growing, it can, you know, stunt their growth, right? And also can lead to some other health problems. So as we age, we still need whole food nutrition. So you want to provide the body with organic whole foods, including herbs, and it knows what to do with them. It regenerates. That's what the body does with that whole food nutrition. Can't get around it. It just knows. So if you'd like the calcium whole food herb plant liquid that works fast, call Apothecary Herbs, order their calcium formula, and you'll discover what thousands of people have done, and that is plant-based healthcare works. Call Apothecary Herbs and order 866-229-3663. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. You can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Now, these are professional strength certified organic formulas, and they come with a money-back guarantee. And if you'd like a free product catalog, do go online and order one, download one, or simply call, and one will be mailed to you, first-class mail, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters, and of course, they're only sent out via email. Sorry, they don't go through snail mail. So you have to have email to sign up, but they are free, no subscription fee. So sign up for the American Survival or the Health Quest newsletter and get empowered. Lots of nice health information there to help you out. Also, don't forget, ending tomorrow, tomorrow's the last day of the 20% off sale at Apothecary Herbs, so do take advantage of that. Information is on the website, or call and ask about it. If you do need the code, it's HUG18 to put in your shopping cart and get 20% off orders over $50. Taking a little break, but we'll be back with more.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Here in Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we just finished our segment on calcium. If you missed that part of the show, do go back and hit the archives. It'll be posted up there within a few days if you missed it. And, of course, free downloads. There is no charge at the archive section at thepowerherbs.com. All righty, so we're going to be talking about pets. I love pets. I got a big black Labrador. He's a sweetheart. Always am a dog lover. Cats are cute and everything, but I'm allergic to cats, so I can't have any. But I know there's pet lovers out there, and so we're talking about which is really good food for your pet, because I get calls a lot. It says, you know, they say, what should I feed my pet? What do you feed your pet? And I'm like, well, I've adopted a dog, and bless his heart, he's 13 now. He's still kicking. And he is so laid back and such a sweetheart, but he came to us with lots of food allergies. So we're going to touch on that a little bit for pets, because there's been a lot of heightened concern from pet owners over, you know, what do I use? Conventional pet food? Do I use upscale pet products? You know, well, both of these tend to be loaded with grains, and pets are supposed to not eat grains. They're not grain eaters. And that can prompt a lot of food allergies. So even the, you know, most organic, upscale foods, read your labels. And then again, even when you do and you don't see any grain on the label, there could be hidden grains, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So what do dogs and cats eat? Well, carnivores eat meat, of course. So when we add grains and other food products to the meat, is it a good thing for your pet? And what can we expect with the health of our pets when we do that? So we're going to take a look. Now, pet food was invented in the 19th century. A guy by James Spratt in 1860 invented pet food. His product was called Spratt's Dog Cakes. Yeah. And he marketed it at dog shows as a treat initially. It was your first, I guess, dog biscuit, if you will, almost like, you know, what is that, biscuit they give out to everybody, Milk Bone? Yeah, Milk Bone. So these prototype, dog products, health or pet foods, were, you know, huge successes when they came out. You know, dog food products were just a huge, people loved them. And, so then all these other products followed, you know, especially your dog treats and things. So the marketing machinery behind your pet food industry has convinced a lot of folks that their food is better than any traditional food that you would normally feed your pet. Well, traditional pet food when you had domesticated pets was table scraps. They ate what you ate, basically. And was this harmful to pets? Well, you know, veterinarians say it is. So the pet food industry came into play, has kind of brainwashed pet owners to use their products. One of the key elements that they use in their marketing strategy is to get the endorsement of veterinarians. Vets are MDs for pets and are supposedly experts in nutrition, and there is no money, really, though, in healthy pets, is there? Think about it. Think hard. So, what better way to guarantee a steady stream of pet patients than to endorse pet foods with a lot of artificial ingredients, grain fillers, synthetic vitamins, and keep those pets not feeling so well? So, vets tell pet owners that too much meat is harmful and that commercial pet food is more balanced, which is really incorrect. Later on, pet food became more tailored. You know, you got the puppy food, you got the adult, then your senior pet foods, you got the premium varieties, and now you've got, what, the new ones, the new age ones, or the allergy-free pet food things coming out. And I'm like, okay. Well, let's use some common sense. You know, there are many options on whether grains like corn should be included in pet food. Really cheap filler, corn, and that's typically what has been used. So the options tend to come from either those that are opposed to or those that which are pro for grains. So there's those two areas that's, you know, divided. People say grains are fine. Some people say it's not. So if you look closely, though, at the proponents for the grain pet food with the corn filler being included in the pet food, you usually see there's some association with the grain industry. So if you've got big people promoting that, they may be tied to the grain industry in some way. So for them, corn and pet food is a good thing. Now, most of the reports that corn is good for your pets come from really pet food industry spokespersons, and you can pretty much take that as propaganda. So the added grains to your pet foods are promoting a lot of diabetes in pets, coupled with a lot of vaccinations creating the same thing. So the pet foods with corn and other grains will have this higher glycemic index rating. So the pet foods with corn meal and have this glycemic rating of about 69, while the food that is just meat will have zero. So here are some glycemic index ratings on pet foods that contain a lot of grains. Things like brown rice will have a glycemic rating of 55, simple corn 53, oatmeal 49, wheat grain 41, and barley 25. So your corn ingredients in pet foods do not really offer a low glycemic index at all. And that should be, you know, pretty stampede. Come on, think about it. People, Machu Picchu, that grew all that grain on the hillside of that thing. They dug up bones, and these people had really, they had cavities galore because of all the sugar from the corn they ate. Okay. All right, so let's look at some allergy studies. They suggested that the grains, especially corn, are causing a lot of allergies in your pets, 3 to 14% increase. So the reliability of research is really often not taken very seriously, as it's difficult to actually prove a lot of accuracy for food allergies in pets. You know, pets can't talk, and you're just going by what pet owners notice and that kind of thing. So what that may be true, but, you know, pet owners do, and even breeders tend to know their pets very well. Even vets are starting to think that grains could be the culprit in a lot of these health problems in veterinarian medicine. Now, in a majority of the cases, the question folks may skip over is the grain quality. Is the grain, is it genetically modified? And they get into that argument. Are there contaminants in the grain? Where the grains are stored can also attract mold, grain mites, infected feces from these, vermin. And that could be what's making pets allergic. Well, it's just forget the grain, you know, and you eliminate that problem. Now, many pet owners have noticed that their pets have difficulty digesting grains, especially corn, which is almost 88% genetically modified. So organic corn is usually not a problem for pets to digest, but if it's modified or refined into a meal or a flour and then cooked, it becomes difficult for the pets to digest. Actually, all the grains are digestible unless they've been, guess what, processed. So most of the grains in pet foods, though, are highly processed. They're ground up. They're cooked to death. And the more processing that's involved, the higher the glycemic index rating becomes. So the pet food industry claims 99% of corn is digestible, and the biological protein value that you would get in corn ranks about 54%, 54 rating. But the protein level is low compared to, let's say, eggs, 100%, fish, 92%, or, hey, beef, 78%. So our pets have digestive systems geared to digest meat. Hello? All right, so let's look at some of the nutrition The pet food industry will advertise that the corn gives your pet food more nutritional value. However, when we look at the USDA's national nutrient data regarding grains, we see that there's other ingredients that will give your pet more nutrition than corn, such as barley, oats, wheat, potato, sweet potato, and spinach. But then again, some pets can't tolerate that either. So there is more protein and energy in your meat than in corn, which is a carbohydrate. However, corn is really cheap. It's a cheap ingredient. It's a cheap carbohydrate. And it's also a nice filler, you know? It's a nice filler. So it's also added to the kibble for the puppies. So some ingredients like cheap corn, you know, won't gum up their machinery while it's processing the pet food. So a lot of times that it's used for that purpose alone. And this is known in the pet industry as gentilization. So when you find corn in canned pet food as well, the grain in pet food actually provides a cheap filler, protects the processing equipment, makes the pet food more affordable, and provides some nutritional value along the way, according to them. So think of pet foods with corn or other grains as a pet fast food. I guess that's the best way of putting it. Plus, you know, sorghum is the other thing. It's a waste grain product. Sometimes they'll go to that so it doesn't gum up their equipment. So a lot of times that's – and that may not even get listed on your ingredient label. And dogs especially are highly allergic to that. So cheap pet food equals expensive vet bills, basically. So more pet owners are connecting these dots. And that the standard commercial pet food and even some of the more expensive organic brands that are marketed to pets that have allergies, these are really creating a lot of diseases in pets. So the question pet owners should ask is this: is my pet thriving or merely surviving on this pet food? There seems to be mounting evidence that pets are developing many of the same diseases Americans have, people have. So ask your vet, and you're going to hear that the same diseases in humans suffer from are now affecting pets more and more. So disease like obesity, chronic allergies, infections, digestive diseases, diabetes, cataracts, cancer, tumors, skin diseases are plaguing the pets. I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't even hear this stuff, right? This is back in the 60s and 70s. Nada, nada, nada. Well, back then, most of the pets you ate table scraps. They really didn't, I think Purina was just getting going. And I think the most the pets got is a rabies shot. They didn't get all the flu shots and all this other stuff. So kind of rare to see these diseases in the wildlife. Think about it. Wildlife animals don't have that. It's interesting. I know. I'm coming up to a break, Frank. I see the clock. He's waving. Okay. We'll be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. I think we're back. Are we back, Bob? You're in charge of the board. All right, we're talking about pet owners, pets, pet food. You know, some pet owners are kind of skeptical. Yeah. They actually discover that a majority of the ingredients, when they do investigate, in pet food, substandard stuff, you know, from slaughterhouses and grain mills and other industrial venues. So substandard ingredients that you usually see in pet food actually are waste products, and the industrial complexes have found really just another way to recycle these leftovers and make billions on this waste product they're selling to pet food companies. So I think most pet owners would be shocked and dismayed to know that the carcasses of even dead pets from farm animals that died from diseases, or zoo animals that died from diseases, roadkill even, restaurant grease, all make it into your pet foods. Oh, I'm not exaggerating. No, I'm not. A lot of pet food companies have to cook the grains for days to kill all the bacteria on that waste product that they just got. So the cooking removes a lot of the nutrition along with the bacteria. So the fact that the pet food industry markets premium pet foods actually suggests that the regular food, you know, was not good quality at all, right? Even the premium food is really not what consumers think it is. So the industry is really responding to pet owners who kind of shy away from the standard pet food with, you know, refrigerated raw meat product food, which is, you know, an improvement, I guess, in most cases, but it's expensive. Now, pet owners are starting to trust their judgment rather than the pet food companies. Pet owners are taking the health of their pets into their own hands and making, get this, their own pet food. This kind of scares the dickens out of the pet food industry and the vets. And they're advising pet owners, hey, don't do that, because people food is not good for pets. Well, if it's not good for pets, then it's not good for you then, right? So who said anything about people food? Pet owners who get the warning about raw food has, you know, too much bacteria. Well, when that first hit the news wire, you know, they saw, you know, when was the last time you saw an animal in the wild? Let's say it's cooked. So when did you see that? Well, basically you don't. So, you know, sometimes, you know, raw can be okay for dogs, so they have the digestive enzymes to handle that. But if you feel like you got to cook and saute it a little bit, feel fine at doing that. Some pets' digestive systems, you know, lack a lot of those enzymes based on, you know, the treatment they've been getting and the foods they've been getting, and they're not geared up to handling the raw food. So if you need to saute, that's perfectly fine. But really, think about this. Animals in the wild, they achieve their own balance because, you know, in the wild, they don't have balanced meals like the food pyramid we're looking at, right? So don't freak out saying it's got to be balanced this, balanced that. Hey, I make my own pet food for my lab, and basically it's a little ground grass-fed meat that I saute, brown a little bit, and then I'll have raw broccoli or maybe steamed broccoli. Sometimes he likes green beans, apples. He loves cut-up apples, loves olives. Yeah, so, I mean, just make it what you want. what you know what your pet likes, and keep it organic and keep it simple. That's the point. We want to keep it organic and keep it simple. It doesn't have to be sophisticated, and or you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, from a 5-star restaurant. It just needs to be basic and full of nutrition. And the less you do it, the more nutrition it has in it. Now, what about pet supplements? There are dozens of pet supplements now on the market. Can be kind of confusing. Read your labels. Avoid the ones with a bunch of fillers and synthetic vitamin listed. Now, a lot of people love this DinoVite product. It's become a very popular nutrient. You hear it advertised on the radio. If you read the label, you're going to find it contains fructooctoglycosis casserides, if I can get it out. And these are plant sugars, and they are used as a prebiotic, not a probiotic. And it's to feed flora in the digestive tract. Now, some pets can be sensitive to this, and they may experience loud stomach noises or bloating and sometimes cramping and even diarrhea. Another ingredient in the product is ground grain sorghum, like I mentioned, which is a cereal crop that is used as animal feed. It's nearly equal to corn. So DinoVite will contain a lot of these. It has maltolite clay. It's an origin from France. It's often used in kibble dog food to supply minerals and absorb toxins used in a lot of livestock feed as well. So the problem is that you find this product and it can even spike some allergies in pets, probably due to the grains. So the suggestive serving of that product is like half a cup, and it's powdered. So depending on the, you know, quantity you purchase, you'll spend anywhere from $1.80 to $2, a little over $2 a serving on the DinoVite product. Plus, what do you do if you've got dry dog food? How are you going to mix that in? So be aware of that. I'm always looking for something better, though, looking out for my pet. I know you are, too. I've learned to stay away from anything with the grains in it because he's sensitive to that. So we avoid a lot of that, and you get rid of a lot of bloating. You get rid of a lot of yeast, a lot of ear infections, skin problems. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, say your dog has hot spots, but what that means is it's kind of the equivalent of acne, where all these toxins are coming out through the skin, and it's not pretty, and it's not comfortable. So it's a lack of nutrition, and it's the wrong stuff that we're giving the pet that's causing that. So once we start thinking basic, once we get back to the basics, you know, get some real grass-fed meats, right? Avoid the chicken. If you give chicken, oh my God, chicken and turkey will make your pet chew on their feet. They're sensitive to fowl. I don't know why, but they are. Domesticated dogs are. So if your pet's nomming on his feet and you're feeding him anything with chicken or turkey in it, maybe just eliminate that the next time and see if that improves. A lot of that licking and chewing on the feet will go away. So anyway, long and short of this, I came up with my own version of a Power Greens product, and it's called Power Greens for Pets, and it is powdered, and you can put it on wet dog food or your own dog food that you're making. You can just sprinkle it on, and you don't need cups of this stuff, maybe a couple tablespoons at most. And it's so packed full of nutrition, and your dogs and your cats are going to lick it out of the bowl. I don't care. That's what we hear from people when they try it. And it's less expensive. It's like 54 cents per serving compared to over $1 and $2 with the DinoVite product. So you're going to get organic, whole food, certified organic ingredients, and nothing synthetic, no fillers, no grains, no clay, none of that stuff. Your dogs wouldn't, and your pets would normally not eat clay. So definitely think basic, think organic, think common sense. The pets, Power Greens for Pets, is up on the website at thepowerherbs.com. Comes in two different sizes, small and large, so you can check it out. And again, you don't need a bucket full. I mean, when you get whole food nutrition, you don't need mega doses. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Same thing for your pets. You don't need mega doses. So check out the Power Greens for Pets and see what you think. And by the way, you'll save 20% on any order over $50 now through tomorrow. So tomorrow's last day if you're wanting to take advantage of the 20% off. Details on the homepage, or if you're calling in to place an order, say I want the 20% off and the coupon code is HUG18 because January's Hug Month, so you've just been hugged. Absolutely great. Hey, do sign up for the newsletters, too. Got a couple of people this week saying, hey, great content in those newsletters, and I'm glad you like them. You know, it's designed to empower you. That's what it's about. It's stuff you're not going to get anywhere else, and, you know, it's basic stuff that you can implement. It's not going to break the bank. It's not going to take a whole lot of time. And you're going to just see the benefits, huge benefits. So we write about that in the American Survival, and that goes out on Tuesdays. So you can sign up for that, or you can sign up for the Health Quest, which goes out later in the week. And you can sign up for both if you want. And but the Health Quest just deals with your, you know, natural solutions to everyday health problems. And your American Survival has some of that, but it also has financial news from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, Melanie Cederstrom and her team. They do a really great job of helping us understand the market and the trends and, you know, safe places for investments and that kind of thing. So I definitely love that about them. I trust them, very ethical, and have done business with them for years. So I totally encourage you to check them out at Discount Gold and Silver Trading on the web, and give them a call and tell them I sent you. Now, for those of you, and I want to thank those of you who've recently sent me some suggestions in email for health topics for the show. I try to, you know, work them in, and so we're doing that. We got a couple of them in the works, so we're going to work them into the show. But you can send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. Or my email is wendyw@thepowerherbs.com, and you can just drop it off, and I'll see if I can work it into the show, because a lot of you have good ideas out there, good stuff that people, you know, aren't thinking. They're thinking, you know. They do. They want to know if, you know, diet and exercise, they want to have that. They want to know about, you know, is this supplement good? I mean, they've seen it everywhere. I mean, I get those questions all the time, and that's fine. But if you have a health topic, you know, like a condition, you know, somebody in your family that's ill, hey, let me know, and we'll try to do some research, put our team together and our heads together, and come up with some solutions to those everyday problems, because there's lots of health conditions out there, and I probably haven't even touched it, all of it yet, tip of the iceberg kind of thing. There's a lot of things out there we haven't yet covered. And, you know, one of the things that we just did today was, you know, let you know that, hey, pets coming down with the same things, and it's because of diet and what we're putting in the body, diet and medications. So try to think whole food, try to think simply. Mediterranean diet's the best diet. Hey, and if you're going to take on the Mediterranean diet, so should your pet, but just minus the grains. Fruits and vegetables and real organic grass-fed meats is great, but no chicken, no fowl, because dogs will chew on their feet, and you'll hear about it. You ever hear them chew on their feet? And why do their feet smell like Fritos? You ever notice that? Strange. I know, I'm out of time, Frank. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.